And we're back on City Talk with Mayor Dan Alexander. It's so good to be with you. I'm Riley Johnson. Today, I've got a volunteer with Baby Reed, Janice Garcia. Good morning, Janice.
Thank you, Riley. My special guest this morning is Janet Figueroa. Janet has a BA in elementary education and a master's in education. Having recently retired, she had 37 years experience teaching. She spent the last 7 years of her career as a literacy coach at James M. Brown Elementary. She and her husband live here in Seneca, and they have two grown daughters and one granddaughter who started kindergarten this year. The little granddaughter is Janet's reading buddy. Good morning, Janet, and welcome to Baby Smart.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Janet, as you know, Baby Read advocates reading to babies from birth. Would you please share your views on reading to babies at such a young age?
Yes, I think that reading to babies is one of the best things you can do for your child's future. Research shows us that window from 0 to 3 years is a huge window of opportunity for learning. And reading to a child at a young age, the research shows us that it gives your child an academic advantage as they grow.
Is there an age when parents should stop reading aloud to their children, for example, when the child has learned to read for themselves?
I say read to your child from birth to school age and then beyond. I don't think that there's an age that you can stop reading. Although, when your child becomes an emerging reader at kindergarten or first grade level, you might want to get books that are beginning reading books. Those are books that have a great deal of repetition in them and a lot of picture clues. And as you read the book to the child, after one or two readings, they may be able to read it back to you. And this is how literacy develops. This is how reading emerges. Although children that are older also like to have storybooks read to them, books that the content is appropriate, but they don't have that vocabulary yet.
I just interviewed a Baby Read graduate. He has he's entering first grade now, and I asked his mother what their reading routine is now. She said, well, we still read at bedtime, and I read to Jacob, and then he reads to me. His older brother, who is entering third grade, piped up and said, but I read by myself because I read chapter books now. He was very proud of himself.
They love getting to that chapter book point.
What are ways in which moms and dads can enhance the reading experience for their children?
Parents are so busy. And if you're a parent that just opens up that book, reads it, and you're done, you have done a wonderful, wonderful thing for your child. But there are ways that you can enhance that experience. And one is to elaborate on the pictures and the text. For example, if you're reading Brown Bear, Brown Bear, before I even open the book, I would show the cover and say, look, there's a brown bear. Do you see the brown bear? And then continue that, elaborate on feelings. Mary lost her lamb. How do you think that makes Mary feel? So these are ways that you can elaborate on the text and add value and add language.
So you're asking a lot of questions. We are advocating that parents read to babies before they can speak. In fact, we advocate that moms and dads not only read to those babies, but talk to them from birth. I always say, just narrate your life. Just say, oh, I'm going to change your diaper now.
Right.
How does that work with an infant who doesn't speak yet? Do you ask the questions even at that point?
Yes, I think asking questions, even with babies, is very important. When we ask a question, our voice inflection changes. And you can look at a baby when you ask a question. Sometimes they will look away from the book and look at you. Or other times you can see their face, their little brow will knit together. So they recognize this change in the voice, the inflection. And it triggers the brain. It triggers that learning that the synapses that fires up the brain. So questions are very good, even for babies. With infants and young children, tactile books are excellent. And there are so many books that have flaps that open or things that you can feel. I know the Jellycat books have, if I were a rabbit, my ears would be soft. You can take your baby's hands and they can feel the softness. My paws would be bumpy. You can take their hand and have them feel the bumpiness. It adds another sense. You're using your senses. They're hearing, they're seeing, they're, and now they add that sense of touch as well. Another way that you can add value is to sing. There are so many books that are actually in song. The Wheels on the Bus, all of the nursery rhymes. Singing, again, is just another medium to capture your child's attention, and it gives them that language. One of my favorite is, when appropriate, to add sound effects. So if you're talking, you can read the word moo, or you can moo, or you can read the word an owl that says who, or you can hoo, hoo. So these are very good. I had an experience with my granddaughter. She was probably 6 months old, and she had a favorite book, or it was probably my favorite book to read to her. And it was about a little family of owls. Yeah. And in the book, it would say, who, who. And every time it did, I would make the who sound. One day as I was reading, a little who popped right out of her, very unexpected. But these sounds, the meow of the cat, the moo, the bang, or the zoom of the car. Again, these are things that add interest. They keep the babies interested in the book, and they fire up the brain too.
We give to our baby read families a lot of books that are tactile, as you mentioned, and also the children love the little puppet books.
Yes,
where I know recently I had a bunch of Curious George books to give away, and I think every child who came to the table chose the Curious George book because there was the little puppet sticking out of the book.
Yes. A lot of books also come with the soft stuffed character in the book. Ooh. So you have the play there as well. And you can reenact the book with the toy. So that also is something that adds interest, and it brings in the play with your child as well.
I will have to ask you, what's the value of nursery rhymes?
Nursery rhymes are excellent. They have the wide range of vocabulary, and they have a lot of them have that repetition that, again, is just so vital in building language and language patterns. They're easy for children to remember, and lots of times as they grow, they'll start to recite these nursery rhymes. I think our nursery rhymes are wonderful tools for reading to babies and reading to children. We shouldn't put them aside just because they're old-fashioned, right.
One of my favorite books and my children's favorite books was the whole book of Mother Goose nursery rhymes.
There are a few books or rhymes that you can actually do hand signals mm-hmm. with, like the Itsy Bitsy Spider or the Little Teapot, and especially toddlers and young children really love those because it gives them that movement, too, that they can act it out, they can hear it, they can say it, they can act. So again, just all things that build up the brain and build up learning.
Our Baby Read volunteers, in addition to reading, do recite nursery rhymes, and they do finger plays, mm-hmm. and they sing little nursery songs. And so when I started as a volunteer 7 years ago, I realized it had been so long since I'd been exposed to nursery rhyme or the little songs that I didn't really remember them. And I found out I could Google them and they'd be on YouTube.
Oh, yes.
You mentioned repetition. And our Baby Read family readers often hear from moms and dads that they're kind of tired of reading the same book over and over. So what do you think about reading the same book night after night?
Well, I was in the same situation with my girls. They had favorites, and we would read the book over and over again. And they had it memorized. And my thought at the time was, this book isn't of any value to them because they already have it memorized. It was later, after I learned more about literacy, that I realized that that's the wrong attitude to take. Repeated readings are wonderful. Yes, they do memorize the book. Are they reading the words? In some cases, as they get older, they actually are. You can stop and say, okay, you just said this. Which word is that? Mm-hmm. And so they can start to pick up some sight words as they become emergent readers. But for babies and toddlers, those repeated readings, it is part of the language process. That's how we develop language. That's how they learn the syntax and the way that the words go together, as well as just how it fires up the brain. You might want to bring some additional new books in as well, but you don't have to get rid of all of the old books. Also, as emergent readers, 4, 5, and they're starting to become emergent readers, as you read those books that they love so much that they've got memorized, you might want to start tracking those words with your finger, mm-hmm. because then they start to realize that each word is an individual word. And then later, you can do that with them. You could say, okay, which word in this sentence is hat? Mm-hmm. And they can read it out and pick that word up. So repeated readings are wonderful. Also, with emergent readers, I'm just going to throw this out there. There's also echo reading and choral reading. When you're reading a book that has a lot of repetition and a lot of picture clues, and it's a book you want them to eventually be able to read on their own, you can echo read it. First, you should read it all to them. That way they get the meaning and the understanding and they see those picture clues. But then when you go back and read it again, you might be able to echo read, where I read a page and now you read that page back to me, and then do that on the next page. I'll read the page, then you read the page back to me. Choral reading is when I have read the book to you probably several times, and now I'm going to invite you. Do you want to read the book with me? You want to read this book with me? Let's read it together. And we read it together. That's choral reading. Both are excellent strategies to use with your emerging reader.
Well, thank you so much for everything you've shared with us this morning. Is there anything else top of mind that you just think our listeners need to know?
Well, I just would say it's wonderful to spend that time with your child. Not only are you helping them, but what a wonderful, special time it is to be able to hold that child in your arms or sit next to them and read that book. It's good for you. It's good for your child. It's a wonderful thing to do.
Janet, thank you so much for spending this time with us. And listeners, I hope you have enjoyed today's program.